you talk tonight about how you go through the decision-making process. For example, on a snowy day, how long are you out on the roads before you can make a determination?
I usually drive for about an hour and a half. I try to get different corners of the county, and that takes a while. For example, I usually start out on West Adams. I go clear out past the racetrack for those in town who know where that's at. And then I come back and I go down Johnson all the way outside of town, and I cut across this so I can get a look over at the Scotland Glen area, because that's the other corner of one of our districts and another township. And then from there, I try to head on over to a east-west road over to 67. And in the meantime, I'm looking at north and south roads as well. And so it really gives me an opportunity to see what the district as a whole looks like.
And your thinking is, can a school bus safely make this trip?
Oh, absolutely. Many times, I have two different vehicles.
I drive. I was going to ask, do you ever get afraid of being stuck yourself?
No, not really. I have a Camry that I take much of the time, and you know, I think if I get stuck, it's probably not good to have other people out there. So
it makes the decision for you.
It makes the decision a little easier, yes. And there are times where even in a small car, I'm bucking some drifts, but I do keep in mind that the buses are large, you know, couple ton vehicles, and have much higher clearance than I have in a car. But nonetheless, the whole idea while I'm driving is, can, at a reasonable speed, the buses pick up students safely.
Now, for January 27th, today, it wasn't a matter of snow, it was a matter of the cold. Minus 20 wind chill is your cutoff point.
That's my cutoff point. I look at the forecast, and again, it's the current future cast. And the nice thing about using the future cast is it has a Macomb link there, which comes right from Western, I believe, in terms of the information. And so it gives me a good look of the conditions right here in Macomb. And this morning, that time period when we would have been picking up kids, it was well below 20 below with the wind chill, more like 25, 26, and 27 below. So that was beyond what I want to put kids out in that type of conditions.
And was that a decision you actually made last night?
Well, I did make it late last night. It was about 10:15 before I made that call last night, and the reason I made it last night, of course, I say here I don't really cancel for the forecast, and I don't consider waiting until 10 o'clock forecast. What I did is I looked at that future cast at that time. The wind was howling anywhere from 25 to 40 miles an hour, and there was about a four and a half hour period in the early mornings where it was going to continue. So because of the length of time, there was really no chance that was going to completely disappear. And so what I did is I put on a light coat and at 26, 27 degrees, and I decided to see how far I could walk. No hat, no gloves, just walking outside in those conditions. And it was about 7 blocks. So at 26, 27 below, it kind of reiterated to me that that's good numbers to stay away from.
So you walked 7 blocks. Did you run back the 7 blocks, or what?
No, I didn't. I called my wife and asked her to come pick me up. At the end of 7 blocks, I'd had enough. So, but on the flip side of that, I went out this morning when it was 18 below, and after that wind had died down, and I could stay outside for quite an extended period of time. So it really does make a difference of that extreme cold once it gets down below 20 below.
You happen to know off the top of your head how many days have been canceled this school year?
Well, for Macomb, 3. Okay. Some of the area surrounding area school districts have been a day or two more than that, but we've been 3.
And the state gives you, I think, 5 as sort of a grace period before you have to tack them on to the end of the year.
Yeah, well, we tack them on to the end of the year anyway. You have to build them into your calendar that says we'll go an extra 5 days. If we use school days. Once you get beyond that, that's when they have the act of God days, and depending on the circumstances of why you had to call, you can apply for a waiver at the state, and then you would not have to tack those days on.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.